Gordy, first of all, congratulations. You guys have won six in a row and really done a heck of a job in the second half of the Mountain West season to put yourself in this position.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. The players have bonded and played hard down the stretch of the season, and it's been a good last 6 weeks.
Now, my question is, why this team? And I say that because last year's team was expected to make that run, right? You had the senior year of Brooke Palico, the senior year of Jai Rodriguez, and those two have gone through quite a bit. Now, when most teams miss perhaps their top two ball handlers from the previous season, they're not really expected to contend. Although this team was a preseason number one in the Mountain West, and with a win today, you guys can reach that goal.
I'm excited for our players. I'm excited to see how we do tonight. I know there's a lot of adversity going into this game, and Wyoming is going to be very, very well prepared. They're very well coached, and I know there's going to be a great crowd. And we got to practice yesterday, and there was a big sign-up, beat Boise State. And so that kind of fired our kids up a little bit. So it'll be an interesting game, and we did lose a lot last year. And then losing Ryan Vandershaft really hurt, and then the two kids that didn't make it through the NCAA and admissions, they're here now, will play next year. So I'm really proud of our team. I'm proud of their resiliency and their perseverance, and then their ability to let people use their strengths. And one of those is Riley Looper, that's for sure.
Well, it would seem kind of appropriate if you guys win this thing and win it on the road to get your seventh win. You guys are 8-2 on the road. That's an unbelievable road record in college basketball.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. You know, we've always taken such pride in trying to perform at Taco Bell Arena, and we had such a rough pre-Christmas schedule with the home games and didn't pull things out down the stretch. But everyone's kind of built together and on the road kind of have this one heartbeat deal and go into games against all the odds, and they've bonded that way and performed at a little bit higher level.
Now, you've been on this show, and we're joined by Coach Gordy Presnell, Boise State women's basketball, and you've talked about Riley Looper for quite a bit. And we all know at this point how good of a shooter she is. Now, her first game against Wyoming might have been her lowest game in terms of point total in Mountain West play. So how, and you said this is a challenge throughout the year, but like some of the ways that you can get her some shots so she can, in a way, be able to carry the team in this road game against Wyoming.
Yeah, Wyoming is going to face Carter, and then they're going to switch everything. And so we've got to create some penetration, whether it's post-entry or our guards penetrating, to try to create some help and get her some shots that way. The X and O, you know, special plays, we'll try those, but they'll switch all those, and everyone's scouted at this time of the year. And so a lot of times people kind of go to their motion offense and their passing game and try to get shots for her. She's got to improve in some areas, too, in terms of, you know, changing speeds when she's coming off a screen and doing those things, because she's so closely guarded. It's just been a magical year in conference play. She's over 50 from two, over 50 from three, and has only missed one free throw all conference season, which is really pretty spectacular.
52, 50, and 97 are the percentages. That's insane.
I'll be really disappointed if she is an MVP, you know, and we'll see what happens. I'm sure tonight would help.
Gordy Presnell joining us. Boise State women's basketball, three-way tie for first place. Beat Wyoming tonight. Guarantee a part of the Mountain West Championship. Also would get the number one seed. Coach, is there a different feel coming into the final regular season game with the championship on the line as, say, the last couple times you guys were in the Mountain West tournament and you're in the final for that?
Definitely. And, you know, being here and they're going for their first championship too, and they've been in the Mountain West a long time, and the little buzz they have in their community here, I know it's a big deal, and hopefully it will prepare us. Hopefully it doesn't bruise us if things don't go our way, but I'm very positive and very confident in our players that we are going to compete our tails off tonight and hopefully bring home a championship.
You mentioned the road record. Now, not every one of those 10 Mountain West road games have been in front of a hostile crowd, and Laramie, they can get pretty nuts. How does the team, or how are they able to weather those type of storms? Because that's not something that only will be useful in this game. But you mentioned, come conference tournament time, you could face also a heavy New Mexico crowd that can come on and try to swing a game.
We try to address that. It's a great question. Try to address it today in practice. And, you know, there's some Navy SEALs that have some stuff out that, you know, when adversity hits, you say good. And so we went through all the different adversities that could hit today. And, you know, we replied with good. And so, you know, their best player is going to play tonight, and that's good. And it's senior night for them, and that's good. And it's going to be a hostile crowd, and there's 7,220 feet written everywhere around here, and that's all good. And so we've tried to address some of that with we're going to turn a negative or adversity into a positive.
Well, talking about turning a negative into a positive, when we were doing the coaches show earlier in the year, Gordy, you talked about closing. You guys weren't real good at closing. Lately, you guys have been Mariano Rivera at closing, coming up with save and save and save and save. So what's been the difference in the fourth quarter? Because you guys have dominated there of late.
You know, that's a great question, and sometimes it just kind of comes back around and leans your way, but you can get a little hump game every now and then, some confidence, and get a win or two on the road. And winning at Colorado State at the end to start off the season in conference season was really, really a good thing, because we had lost four going into that game with double-digit leads in the last few minutes of ball game. So winning at a place that I think we're the only ones that won the year before there was really, really helpful to the total team confidence, and I think that's kind of carried over. And then obviously, you know, the development of Riley and Marta and some of our other players, Brady, has helped with that too.
Coach Gordy Presnell joining us. Boise State women's basketball playing at a facto Mountain West regular season championship game later today, 6:30. You can hear it on 1350 AM, The Ticket. And Bob mentioned a question about the preparation for this game and how it compares to winning or preparing for a tournament championship game. But how about the result if it were to go in favor of the Broncos? How would winning a regular season championship compare to the tournament titles that the team has won two of the last 3 years?
I think it's a really important, and I think it would be a really a tribute to our players, the character that they have, and once again, the resiliency that they have. You know, losing Mariaka, who is our only all-conference returnee and really one of the premier post players in our league, it changed everything in terms of what we do offensively and defensively, and now we are kind of a 1-4 high team, and Shanti Coleman's development's really helped, and Shea Shaw, and but they've been playing out on the elbow area and running back doors and that kind of thing, and so it's helped me as a coach. I've never not had a real traditional point guard and traditional post player, and now we have kind of five people playing three positions, and it's really I'm really proud of them. No matter what happens tonight, I'm proud of them. We didn't back into this thing. We're 13-4 and 23-4 in our last 27 Mountain West games. So we'll see what happens tonight, and we're certainly going to give it our very best effort.
Coach, is there one thing tonight that you think you guys have to do to beat them?
Oh, absolutely. I told them, you know, we don't have to play our best to win, but we have to play the toughest physically and emotionally that we've ever played. And that battle is, you know, elevation and crowd and senior night and their first championship and all those factors. Without a question, we have to be tough. And if we're not tough, then it's going to be a long night.